Let's get it.
Me, my guys, we really lie. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside in the center console. Keep the semi when I ride. Let off Henny when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Bet I be there pronto.
Pronto. What's up? It's your girl, Toya G. You know what's going on. It's Monday night. It's a little bit late. You on the way to bed, and before you get there, you stop right here so you know where you at. It's the Chop Up Show. It's your girl, Toya G. I'm chilling with two wonderful people, and before I slide it over, I gotta give a big pull through. You got this. You can do this. Fight for it to DMX. Send it love to DMX tonight. Y'all know he's dealing with some things, going through addiction, is in critical condition in the hospital, brain failure, lung failure. So I'm going to start this show off before I slide it, sending love to DMX. Yo, definitely help you pull us through. Who else I got with me?
Man, look, I'm kind of polite, but I'll go ahead and get it cracking. I know what it is. Damo, the political plug. I'm here. I want to talk. Got some things to get off my chest.
Been a little extra tonight. You know, education is elevation. It's George Lee, aka Consciously. Don't forget the Lee. Hey, georgeleespeaks.com. We got everything you need. Holler at me. I got it for the low, got it for the cheap. Also, the services along with the merch, man. Tonight, we got some juicy conversations for you tonight, man. I want you to feel free in the comment section to go on and be engaging. And listen, if you listening to this afterwards in your car, cleaning up your house, working out, just going on and, you feel me, scratch your head a little bit right now, because we about to go on and give you some provocative thoughts.
Yeah, this is, you know what I'm saying? Today we getting our TMZ cracking. We getting into some of the celebrity conversation. So, you know. Well, I mean, we might as well go ahead and get it started with the Snapchat then. You know what I mean? So, if y'all ain't heard, Kevin Durant went off on Michael Rapaport. All right. Michael Rapaport is a white comedian who frequents different sports shows, mainly shows on Fox. And, you know, he's known for having, like, flamboyant, you know, big mouth ass opinions. He talked reckless, as the youngins say. And Kevin Durant had enough of it. And he pretty much went on a tangent in Michael Rapaport's comments. Now, DMs. I want to get from y'all perspective. DMs. Oh, his DMs, excuse me. I want to get from you. Do we want to get into some of what he said?
Might as well lay it out to people who will be like, why do I even care about this? Why is this important? I don't follow basketball. Might as well be specific.
So in his comments, or excuse me, in his DMs, Easy Money Sniper got at Michael Rapaport and said, "You a bitch for even caring how I do an interview. All you do is blank suck other men for attention. We ain't going to take it that far. Trump didn't pay attention to your sorry ass, so now you want to see us, everybody else, to get, or you want to use us, I think that's what he's trying to say, or you want to use everybody else to get views and laughs. Your life's a joke, you effing pale blank sucker. Go get some sun, it's effing with your brain, piece of shit." that's just a taste of it. He goes on to say, after Michael Rapaport tells him, you know, go to Brownsville, help the people that need it. Kevin Durant goes on to say, "You go do it, clown. Good for you. But nobody gives a F. Sucker blank. Can't wait to tell you all this in person." Okay.
Sure.
So now,
hey, can you? Because I see we got June in the comment section and say, like, why he get fined? Oh, because he cussed out a white man. He did a little bit more than that. So I think Damo, you might want to unroll to the part that because he didn't get fined for cussing out the white man. He got fined for some other things. So you ain't got to those parts yet, because he started to get very colorful with language, where he was almost coming at Michael Rapaport. That's his name. As if Michael Rapaport had a different identity. That's how I read the shit.
I mean, because I'm looking for the other ones. I mean, he goes on to call them more bees and other stuff like that. But I think ultimately it was the language that he used to cuss out there.
He called him a blank guzzling B word. Is that what you're referring to?
Did I miss that?
He called him gay in a whole bunch of different ways as an insult. And then he also feminized them, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, like, shit. You got to put down my own, because I feel like I want to just make it where I don't want to use these academic terms.
Well, without getting too colorful with the language, it was very homophobic and misogynistic. It was a language that relied upon language that is detrimental to certain communities, right? Like even calling him a blank sucker repeatedly, you know what I'm saying? Like all of that type of language is associated with a lot of the language that he used is associated with homophobia and like just the disrespect of like women's bodies, like that, all of that. Now, to be clear, players can be fined for actions that they consider detrimental to the league in a era where we are more aware of the like what our words mean to more vulnerable populations, you know what I'm saying? Like marginalized groups of people. Today we are held more responsible for that language. You know what I'm saying? And so from my perspective, I'm like, man, I hate to see the nigga get fined, but like you were being Kevin Durant, like you said, like I'm Kevin Durant. Like I knowing that, like you held to a different standard. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right, well, let me finish it, and then you got it. You know what I'm saying? Because you held to a different standard, using language like that is not acceptable. You know what I'm saying? And so ultimately, you got to pay the consequences for that. Toya, you ready?
You ready to go? I still question, right? And we saw this with the Kirk and Son situation, right? On one hand, we have the inappropriateness of what was said, the kind of dangerous nature of it, the impacts of it, how it could be violent. And then we have the move of disclosing it and putting it out into the world and how we need to be maybe conscious of those particular actions. Because where's the line? When does Kevin Durant get to have personal conversations? He didn't jump on a comment. You know what I'm saying? And Infinite Blink asked, why was KD's response? KD's response was in response to things Michael Rapaport said about his interviews and stuff like that or whatever. And he was just kind of, you know, speaking loosely about KD online. But KD didn't go under a picture and be like, you blank guzzling blank or whatever. He slid into the DMs like a grown man, like a grown person. Because, I mean, if woman to woman, person to person, day to day, if we didn't have a conversation, was good. Right, but there was a way that happened, and I feel like Michael Rapaport, just on the level of terms of engagement, my nigga, I met you in a private space and out of spite because you was mad because something zinged you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You felt like this is the way you can get me. You put me on first street. I don't respect that. You know what
that's
saying?
Definitely sucker shit.
It is. And so, I, you know what I'm saying? I'm not excusing KD being homophobic, being problem, none of those things. At the same time, like, damn, nobody like.
Because I see it as a two-way street too. I see it. I see the same way you see it. I see it as two-way street too. Because it's like you can't ignore the motive of Michael that Mike had in terms of trying to. I feel like I'm almost trying to throw him into the cancel culture. Like, let me see what y'all gonna do with this right here. Because then when Mike yelling there, like, I apologize. I didn't think you would be fined. I didn't want you to get fined. It's like, so what did you want? What did you want to happen when you post a screenshot of these?
Rules go out of the, I feel like, because the people in the comments, like, you got to be, you're a role model. You got to be responsible for your language. Yes. And I'm admitting, I'm saying out loud, right? Homophobic language is bad. It's problematic, right? But there are ways to deal with those things privately, separately. Like, people are holding KD to a standard. Michael Rapaport is a celebrity too. You know what I'm saying? There are terms and conditions to how you deal with people and engage with people. I'm not excusing the homophobia. I'm saying we should know nothing about it. I'm saying they need to have their conflict, how they issue in the DMs and do that. And there's no reason outside of sensationalizing things that we have any perception or understanding of this conversation. That's the thing. That's the thing that's just like, that's wild to me. And
yeah. And you know what, Toya? Like, it's like, I look at it like, that's my initial response, right? My initial response is like, that was some whole shit, bro. But at the same time, it's like, think about the shit that it is funny. This is what happened to what Nick Young had said. That it was like some, he called them D-Lo Rapaport. He called them D-Lo Rapaport because anybody remember D'Angelo Russell?
Uh-huh.
When he was with the Lakers and Nick Young was with the Lakers. Got caught up in some controversy with Iggy Azalea, who Nick Young was dating at the time, because he pretty much was admitting to cheating on her. And
D'Angelo was bragging on cheating on her.
Yeah, and so D'Angelo Russell recorded that and put it on Snapchat. Now, there's some parallels. They're not the same thing, but there are some parallels, right? You snitching, like not even dry snitching. Like this is telling, you feel me? But does that excuse, even though he snitched, does it excuse Nick cheating on Iggy? It don't, you feel me? That, it shouldn't have got out like that, but it don't excuse it. Same thing with KD. It's like, I mean, because the thing is, like, we talk like that. It come out like that. And it's too natural, you feel me? So when you in the position that KD is in, it ain't even like this was text messages. This was over social media. DMs get exposed all the time.
Which is gotta be
smarter than that.
That's why I agree with Jada. First of all, she all right in invisible ink. LeBron would never. I can't stand a nigga that bring LeBron in the conversation. It ain't about LeBron. It's not about LeBron right now. But secondly, and most importantly, she says, you know, KD took the bait. And I think that's the most important thing. It was already acknowledged in the comments that KD is bad at social media, right? Y'all remember the whole secondary burner account?
The burner accounts, the coming at season, all that stuff.
He bad at social media. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing we know and understand about KD. And I think that's the worst part of it is that I understand there's an expectation. I would never put myself in a position to be caught up in some DMs or in some texts. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be a little bit more strategic with how you move. That's how Donald Trump has stayed impenetrable. Is that, and I told y'all this, the nigga don't send emails and texts. He talked to people and be like, hey, send such and such, whatever. If the text was sent, he told somebody else to send it. It never came from his device. It never came from his phone. And so I think bottom line, Michael Rapport is a hoe. Just on street politics, on conflict politics, just in terms of niggas having smoke with each other, he whack. You know what I'm saying? Bottom line. That does not excuse homophobic language, homophobic behavior. You know, if you walk around like that, I am a believer as a queer person that you do deserve to get exposed. You know what I'm saying? People should know who they're dealing with. You know what I mean? If I don't want to feel like good with you if I know you're gonna call somebody an F word and call them all this, that, and the other out the other side of your mouth behind closed doors. I do want to know how you move. But at the same time, just on a real recognized real level, that wasn't real. It just wasn't real.
It wasn't. It wasn't. Like Kevin Durant deserved, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of like some of the pushback. But Michael Rapaport, you
know? Yeah, I know 9 times out of 10 who you are in private to me is who you really is. You know what I'm saying? That's your true self.
Absolutely.
And to me, I feel like even though I was thinking like, damn, Mike, this how you getting down? You stitching like this? At the same time, I feel like, damn, so let me get it straight, fam. Yeah, if I get into it with you, instead of you just making insults to me about who I am, what I am, you don't make me gay in a woman to insult me. So you got to project on to me that I'm homosexual and project on to me that I'm a woman for you to be able to insult me. So you're telling me your insult game, you've been playing basketball your whole life. Trash talking is a part of the game. And your game ain't elevated. Yeah.
Like, come on.
Game is like this.
He's a ginger. You know what I'm saying? He's white. Redhead. Like, it's, I mean, it's he's right with, you know, humor. Yeah, you could have did better than that. Come on, KD. You could have did better.
That's how I thought. You could have just like, man, your insults was really just so tasteless and so dehumanizing that it was just like, I don't even like you really letting out some internal beef you got against other people and you just putting it on him. Because Mike ain't a woman.
No.
Hey, I like Infinite Blink's math in the comments. 60-40 fault, Mike can hold 60% of that.
I'm with that. Actually, and if you give him a little bit more, I can't blame you. You know what I'm saying?
But KD's just gonna walk. You know, actually, I think I'll switch it. I go with the Mike 40%. I'm going with the KD. Like, listen, fam, you got more power to him, bro, and you got more influence to him. So you can't be giving him, you can't go for taking the bait to me. It's like taking the bait that show that you had a little more, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, I'm thinking about it. Think about when Sucker Cuz, me and Sucker Cuz was getting into it. And think about who Sucker Cuz was.
Yeah,
and think about how, you know what I'm saying, messy Sucker Cuz is.
Yeah.
Now, if I tell Sucker Cuz what I really want to tell Sucker Cuz, how many screenshots is going to be? Oh, consciously, I told y'all he was. Come on, man.
To me, that's
where I'm getting that shit. That shit go to you, fam. You gotta move better. You gotta move and groove better when you got something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you know about
because y'all know I'm running. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all know what that would have came down to. We would still be talking about DM screenshots to this day.
Bruh, to this day.
I had to be mindful about my DMs about that situation, and I was indirectly implicated, but I was like, here's what you're not going to do neither. You're not going to take nothing and construct a narrative or say she said whatever. Well, yeah, we know.
And that's the problem.
You know, we smarter with our words, though. We smarter with our words.
Smarter, like, but everybody watching this should be smarter with your words and be mindful that you got to have integrity. And to me, how I'm taught integrity is simple. Yeah. Just what you gonna do when other people ain't watching?
Nobody watching
you because I come together like this. If that's a white person start getting into DMs talking about some N word, this N word, that, yeah, but I'm on your ass. And I think that if I was part of the LGBT community, or you know what I'm saying, I can see how some people would be like, oh, no. So you know what I'm saying? Be mindful. You feel me? Of what you're doing and how you're doing. And in the words of Toya, I ain't like this. I don't know how Toya, because this is my last things is. Toya always told me one of the best advices that I ever got in debate is not what you do. That's it's true. Not what you can say. It's what
you what you can justify. Yeah.
And let me tell you something. With the words that Katie used, a lot can be justified based off character, based off of morals and ethics.
You could be right. Thank you on the song.
Get it.
Me, my guys, we really lie. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside in the center console. Keep the semi when I ride, lit off Henny when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Bet I be there pronto.